This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast, a show by gamers, for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role-playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Billis.
And today, we don't have a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, that's going to be a bitch to clean up. Anyway, so, yeah, you know, you kind of blow my eardrums out when you do that. Anyway.
You're old. Get hearing aids.
Yeah, and going deaf. Point is, we just don't have a whole lot to talk about. And it's not because for a lack of discussion topics, it's not like we're not paying attention. There's just nothing really interesting to talk about in the gaming scene right now.
Well, there's stuff to talk about, but this, yeah, you're like nothing that just grabs you by the face and says, pay attention!
Yeah, it's basically, if it comes to video games, and specifically about video games, I can talk retro games all day long. I can talk about tabletop games. I can talk about role-playing games, you know, pen and paper. But when it comes to video games and MMOs, all there is controversy or the Switch. That's it. I look at the big things going on. Oh, Sea of Thieves. I couldn't give two shits. Oh no, there's griefers out there and they're misusing the brig feature, which was meant to catch griefers. Big fucking deal.
I mean, if you're a fan of the game, it probably is a big deal. But griefers have been a problem since gaming began.
Well, at least online, yeah.
Yeah.
And
well, hell, even in tabletop gaming, there were griefers. They didn't get invited back to another game. But hey, while they're there, they're going to make their impact felt.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just, we try to keep it a balanced show. You know, one week we'll do video games, or one week we'll do tabletop games, that sort of thing. But we've been sitting here racking our brains, and I looked over the latest news, and, okay, Shroud of the Avatar, it's releasing, and it didn't have a great release.
Ooh, don't care.
Yeah, first of all, it's an MMO. Yeah, it's an MMO I don't care about. Big deal. And it had a bad release, just like almost every other MMO.
Well, in a lot of cases, their quote-unquote bad release was just the players didn't get exactly what they wanted when they wanted it, so they bitch about the release.
Yeah, that was basically what happened with Rift. You had people freaking out because, I can't get on the server I wanted to be on. Well, if y'all weren't trying to get on to, you know, just a few announced servers and tried, maybe getting onto one of the ones they added over the first few days, they added a bunch of servers. I had no problems at all. I logged in and played and had a fun time. It was smooth and solid, and it has a reputation for one of the worst launches ever. Because people had to be on this particular server. Right. The guilds that went, hey, this server is crowded. Let's go over to this one instead. They had a great time. And that happens with MMO. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. And that's the problem. There's nothing new. I could name you any new release game, and it won't matter. There's going to be some controversy about it, either a microtransaction bullshit or a bad release or it's got weird bugs, and I don't fucking care. This is why I love playing retro games. They just work.
Yeah. But what you were talking about in the pre-show, is that games, there's nothing exciting coming out. There's nothing interesting. You know, it's like creativity has just dried up. You know, they're not, the game developers aren't willing to invest in a unique idea or a unique whatever. You know, the concepts are just bland, repetitive. There's nothing fantastic out there.
Yeah. Well, Jim Sterling covered this earlier, and by the time you're hearing this, it was me last week, but he was talking specifically about Ubisoft and how they make great games. They just put out Far Cry 5, which he considers a great game, loads of fun, and it's just like every other Ubisoft game. They all do the same things. They may have different settings, different mechanics, but they have the same basic idea of here's these type of quests. This is what you're going to do. And the storyline just kind of rolls along the same basic way. You could say, okay, there's going to be this sort of transport mission. There's going to be this sort of kill mission. There's going to be, you know, this sort of this and this sort of that in every single one of their games. Doesn't matter if it's Assassin's Creed or the Far Cry series or whatever. They're all the fucking same.
So what you're saying is Ubisoft is the AC/DC of video games.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to get from the start, but it's still good.
Well, yes, but at the same time, when you've heard basically the same four chords rearranged, but with different lyrics, again and again and again, at some point you're like, all right, this has been a 2-hour concert, and this song sounds just like that song, and why the fuck did I pay $60 for this?
I don't know. I'm still a fan of AC/DC. Always have been.
Oh, I like me some AC/DC, but just like with retro games, rather than buying their newest stuff, I will just break out Back in Black. Because can you think of a better AC/DC album?
Better? No. But they still had plenty of good albums.
Oh, sure. Sure, they did. I can always break out the Maximum Overdrive soundtrack, which was essentially a greatest hits. And there you go.
I don't know, I kind of like the Razor's Edge.
Sure. But you know, we could argue back and forth. Oh, this album was good. This album was better. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Point is I can enjoy the early stuff, and the new stuff just sounds like, other than a few freaking songs here or there, nothing stands out. And that's the problem with video games. I can go and play some inventive, fun, challenging retro games, or I could play a new video game, which is effectively an MMORPG without the MMO aspects. They're all live services now. All they want you to do is pay your $60, but then keep paying and keep playing through microtransactions and DLC and season passes. They just want to keep pulling money out of your pocket and keep you logging in and keep you playing as long as they can until they put out the new version. They trash Destiny 1 to put out Destiny 2. Destiny 1 was supposed to be a 10-year experience. It lasted for 3 before they just completely replaced it with Destiny 2, which will have a 3 to 5 year lifespan. Then they'll put out Destiny 3, and you're effectively buying the same game with slightly upgraded graphics.
Yeah, well.
Why?
Well, because they know that gamers, they like the shiny, the next great thing. It doesn't matter that they were promised a 10-year experience. After 3 years, hey, look. Look over here, the shiny. Ooh, shine the bright light on it from above. And all the gamers are like, ooh, gotta have it. And they go and they buy the new shiny.
And I get that. I mean, I'm sitting here recording this on a brand new laptop. It's super shiny and awesome.
Yes, but that was out of necessity because your old laptop was starting to fail.
Yes. And then the new laptop I got to replace it failed even harder.
Yeah, well.
I'm on the third laptop in 2 years. I'm not a happy camper.
That's another show.
Yes. But buy MSI. I'll just leave it at that.
I've been telling you that for years.
Let's not get into that. Asus is good too.
Yes. Yes, Asus is fine.
And but Origin most is not.
Well, I don't know if Origin PCs is the same company as Origin, the game developing company.
I looked. They're not.
Oh, good. Because that's not saying a whole lot for Origin, because Origin is not a very good game company either.
No. So, yeah. Anyway, getting a little off track. The point is that we looked. We went for the today's show. We're like, we need to talk some video games. So what are we going to talk about? Crickets.
Well, the last thing that got me all amped up was the Switch, and specifically Breath of Fire.
Sure.
But since then, there have been hundreds of games that have come out. Every single one of them has been met with a,
Yeah.
Don't care.
It's all collective meh. Here's the thing.
It's just repetitive nonsense. Features that they think are fantastic. They're not fucking features. Permadeath is not a good fucking feature.
Yeah.
If you want your game to be successful, 99% of your players think permadeath is a dumb fucking idea. But, that's your feature. Your game can just die alone and cold.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah, the Switch, that was amazing. It had a little bit of controversy, sure, and it was kind of hard to find for a while, but that big hype was a year ago.
Uh-huh.
A fucking year. And yes, there have been big releases since. I would argue that most of those have been Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
But
Mario Odyssey, I think, is what it was called, the one where he threw his hat.
Fuck yeah.
You know, plenty of big titles coming out, but they're all for the Switch.
And even if they aren't.
Heard crickets from Xbox and PS. The biggest thing I've heard lately is that old MMO Terra, the one that crashed and burned almost immediately, it's now getting released on the PlayStation and Xbox. Woo! Big fucking deal.
Yeah. I would say that there's been news. There's been big news. But it's all the same. Okay, here's a big release. Oh, look, it's Metal Gear Survive. And yeah, isn't this a funny, stupid thing to do to the Metal Gear series? Yada, yada, yada. Okay. Oh, look, here's this game and that game and... They all come out to the same stupid bullshit. There's, you know, people buy it or they don't. And one way or another, if they buy it, oh, great. It's a hit. Or was it? We don't know. Oh, look, we're making a big deal out of the Xbox One having no real third-party support. They don't have a whole lot of, you know, exclusives. It's still the most powerful console on the market. So, you know, biggie, the PlayStation 4 has more exclusives. This time, last time, not so much. And people are, what about the Switch? It's got huge amounts of games. Okay, well, it's taking a bunch of stuff that's rehashed. Fucking don't care. Really don't.
Yeah.
It's a fun system, isn't it? And
well, that's the point.
The thing is that why Switch is so freaking popular is it's taking these games like Skyrim and some mobile games and whatnot and bringing them, porting over onto the system, so that there's huge amounts of games to buy, huge amounts of games to play. And a lot of them feel, or flat out are, old retro games, because that's what people want.
They saw how the Nintendo Classic, I think is what it was called.
Yeah, the NES Classic.
That just made them a fuck ton of money. And yeah, it had its problems, but then they went and did it another time with the next version.
Yeah, the NES.
And that one sold like crazy. So yeah, why wouldn't they do that with their premier console?
Yeah. Now they haven't put out. I'm sorry, what?
It's making them money. Why would they change?
Well, sure, but they haven't even put out the virtual store yet that is going to have supposedly all these old NES and SNES games. Those aren't even fully available. They've just moved over some ports. Some games had been, you know, redone and put out as mobile. That's great. That's awesome. But it's like, I don't know. I got to say, earlier in the week, when I was trying to come up with ideas, I was getting discouraged. I'm like, why the hell am I even doing this podcast anymore when there's nothing to fucking discuss?
Well, it's kind of a bad time to be a video gamer.
Really?
Yeah. There's nothing great being offered. They're just too busy dealing with, okay, well, since they've already bought this game, let's make more DLC for this and more DLC. They want you to keep playing the games you've already got and just keep paying and paying and paying. They're not inventing new. They're not coming up with new ideas or cool things. It's all just, you know, keep them on the feed for whatever games they happen to be playing now.
Yeah. Well, like I'd said in the pre-show when we were talking about this, years ago when I was doing the Full of Fail video podcast, I mean, we're talking 2010, I had said that basically I felt the entire industry was going to follow eventually the MMO model.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are. And it fucking sucks.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're playing an MMO, you know what to expect. They want you to keep paying to play that particular game. And when you get on your single player game, you don't expect that. But that's what they're trying to do now.
Right.
It's like, ooh, keep playing. We've got some DLC coming. It's going to expand your game in a whole new way.
In which case, you can knock that out in another 8 hours.
Right.
And yeah, you know, not all MMOs are great about releasing new content, but most MMOs have gotten away from the subscription model anyway. So you jump into the game, you play, there will be grind because this is what MMOs do, but you play, and hopefully they have enough of an end game that you can enjoy that, or you can re-roll. That's fine. This is the model that MMOs have followed for the last 20 plus years. Great.
Right.
You can't do that with a single player game.
Nope.
I mean, sure, there's some where you kind of can. I'll give Warner Brothers this. Shadows of War.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, they're removing microtransactions from.
Oh, they got kicked in the nuts enough time, they decided it was time to remove it, huh?
Apparently they sold enough and people weren't buying enough, so they went, oh, maybe we'll get more people to buy if we remove these and take out the grind so that you can actually just play the game and enjoy it. But that's not happening till like July, but whatever. They announced recently they're removing them. Good for them. That's great. That's news that's actually worthy to talk about. Good for you, Warner Brothers. Awesome. Thank you very much. Now, can you never do that stupid bullshit again? Of course not, because you're Warner Brothers. You know, I've watched a lot of podcasts recently that have just kind of faded away. And some of my favorites have just kind of stopped over the last year, have just stopped putting out content. And it sucks and it's sad, but I get it. At some point, you just got to say, what more is there left to say? I've said everything I can about the industry. It's all the same fucking bullshit over and over again. Like we've recently bitched about EA. Do we really think that EA is going to be doing anything different with their games next year as opposed to what they've been doing the last year?
Oh, no.
No.
And it's Warner the model Brothers, that they've been using for decades, and they're going to keep using it.
Right. They're just going to keep doing things over and over and over. And the name of the game to be discussed might change, but in the end, it's all the same.
Well, it's going to get the Sims treatment, you know, where you put out the game, then you put out all these expansions, all this content, just all this downloadable stuff that they have to pay extra for.
Hundreds of dollars.
Boom, 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 boom. And then once that starts to peter out, then they put out number two. And they re-release all that DLC just updated for the new version of the game.
Right.
And then they do number three, and they do number four, and they just keep it up. It's the same DLC, just changed slightly for the new version of the game.
Right. I got to give EA this, though. I think it was Sims 4 with their pets version, with their pets DLC.
Mm-hmm.
They have DLC for the DLC.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, damn. I mean, you got to give it to them. I mean, that's great. You can't just... they couldn't just give a free update to that DLC to add in more pets related stuff. No, they got to sell you this because, you know,
you're dumb enough to buy it.
Every dollar, every little dollar is just got to keep pulling that out. And it's just disheartening. I mean, video games is the only place where you see this. Modern video games. You don't see me buying 5th edition D&D and going, oh, look, there's DLC for that. Now, people could argue, oh, well, the new books are like DLC. Maybe. But I don't have to buy them.
Well, you don't technically have to buy the DLC either.
Not, depends. If you're playing a, let's say, a Modern Warfare type, you know, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to stay competitive, you have to buy all the DLC because you've got to have all the maps. Because if you don't have map X, and that's the big popular map, you can't play with the main group of people. That's essentially forced DLC purchases. It's not the only example either. There's Sims stuff. If there's an online version of that and you want to be able to play with others, you're going to have to buy all the DLC. GTA 5, you've got to buy all the DLC. It's effectively an MMO without the fully MMO version. It's more of a shared experience, action RPG, but still, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's a little off topic from where we were going. But the point is, it's all the same shit. I could be complaining about GTA 5, and next year I could be complaining about some other game, and it will all be the same. There's no innovation. I mean, you can look at Sea of Thieves. That's the big new game out, right? What yeah. innovation is there?
Actually, there's several things that it's doing that. Let me just bring this up real quick here. Oh, sorry, I'm not prepared for that. Let's see here. From what I've been hearing from people complain about the game, it takes you hours to get the game installed because you have to make changes to your BIOS You can't design. Yeah, you have to. You can't design your own pirate. You just you're given a cookie cutter. This is your character.
No. You said you have to make changes to your BIOS.
Yeah.
The way your computer boots. And
yes, this is what people are complaining about.
Oh God.
Matchmaking is handled in a separate app that you have to return to the Microsoft Store to update it. And that's things before they even really get going in the game. And the best thing they can say about the game is that it's boring and repetitive.
Nice. Oh, and you can only buy it on the Microsoft Store.
Uh-huh.
That at least is, you know, I would say that's new, but it's not. Because EA forces you to buy stuff over their particular game store, right?
Well, I thought Sea of Thieves could be bought on Steam.
I don't believe so.
I could have sworn I saw the Steam symbol with one of the advertisements for it.
Maybe. But last I heard, it was Microsoft Store, which was something that upset a lot of people. But whether it is or isn't doesn't matter. Point is, it's nothing new.
Yeah.
I actually long for the days of when we were building up to No Man's Sky. Now, bear with me here.
Okay.
We had all this great hype, and we all know how it turned out. Mm-hmm. It was just flat out nothing like the way it was described. And that was a huge controversy and whatnot, but at least the lies were interesting. And over time, they have added in a lot of the stuff that they said would be at launch. But the Hello Games, at least, even though they weren't being truthful, they kept the the hype interesting. All the other games that are coming out, the hype is basically the same. Nothing reaches out and says, go buy me.
No,
other than
it's mostly
a very few Switch games.
Most of the games I see, their whole hype is like, we're not terrible. Buy us.
It's like, okay, here's... it could be a beautiful new Forza game out for Xbox, let's say. Look, It's yet another iteration of a racing game. I wonder how much they've changed the graphics this time. Whoa. Oh, look, here's another role-playing game. Don't care. Here's another action first-person shooter. Here's another battle royale. Everybody's making battle royale games. I have no interest whatsoever in that. It's literally just annoying. It's almost funny to see, oh, look, they're making a battle royale version for this game or that game. They're talking about it for GTA. Why? The whole game is effectively that. Only it's not kill until you have one person left. You just go out there and kill people.
Yeah.
What's the difference? In one version, you can, you can be, I'm the last guy. I effectively hid better than anybody else. Woo. That's super exciting. And you've got the people that make PUBG. That's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Yeah.
Wanting to sue all these other companies making battle royale games because, well, they're copying us. Some are. Some clearly are. A lot of mobile games are. Fine. Sue them into the ground. Good luck with that because most of them are out of China, but whatever. But they want to go after Fortnite because Fortnite's more popular. Well, Fortnite took battle royale, which, by the way, started well before PUBG. It was a genre to itself before that. And they made it better. They use crafting. And you can build walls and whatnot to defend yourself. Great. And it's more cartoony and more fun. That's the problem. PUBG isn't as fun as Fortnite. And that's the most interesting goddamn thing out there right now. Is I at least can have an argument about that because, you know, it's something to talk about. Woo, there's an actual back and forth on it. And I don't like Battle Royale games.
Yeah, well, I don't care for most of the PvP type games, but they've got their followers and more power to them. It's just, I'd like to see more creativity, more inventiveness. Somebody just take a wild, off-the-wall idea and put it out there. I wish you luck. I hope it makes money. But we need more creativity involved. We need more unique ideas.
Yeah.
Something, anything to get us out of this rut.
Right now, basically, it seems like, with a very few exceptions, video game companies, especially the big AAA ones, they go, this is what's working, so let's make this. You saw it back years ago when, MMOs were a thing, and there was EverQuest, which was really big, about 1 million subscribers, but then World of Warcraft came out, and it blew up, so everybody had to make MMOs. And
everybody
then
had to make clones of WoW.
You had Dota 2 come out.
Mm-hmm.
And League of Legends did it better. Did it, you know, become more popular. Then everybody had to make a MOBA.
Oh.
And now you've got, look, Battle Royale is doing really well. So everybody's got to make a Battle Royale version of their games.
But if you're going to make money in that kind of a cycle, then you're better off being the inventor of the new genre or the genre that takes off than being one of the ones who follows up on it.
But to do that, they'd have to step back because it takes resources to go and chase that next big thing. And if you're company X, let's say Warner Brothers, all right? Warner Brothers, let's say they had an online version of Shadow of War. And they go, we could chase that Battle Royale. And we could make a Battle Royale version. Or let's do something different. Let's make a game that's actually unique. Something new. Or here's a genre that nobody's really touching now. Let's do that. And try and be, like you said, the one out front. Maybe they won't be the big name in it, but at least they are doing something different, getting that money first. And they may not end up being the top guy, like Fortnite is better than PUBG right now, but they'd at least be able to, you know, they wouldn't be jumping on the train in the back. They'd be at the front of the train and leading the charge. Can we get that, please? Can somebody please do this? Because I'm just sick of it.
I'm bored.
Yes. This is a video games. I can't imagine a time in my life, as far back as I can remember, video games have been a part of my life into the early 70s, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was what, 75 when we got our first Pong game?
Something like that.
Yeah. And I wasn't even 10 years old at that point. And it's like, this is the first time in my life where I can imagine and openly saying, I'm bored with video games. I'm just going to turn on my Raspberry Pi and play Pokemon on it. Because at least that's fun.
I don't know. I have one good thing to say about the massive lull in video games. It's given me more time to write D&D adventures. No, seriously, I've been spending a lot of my evenings working on on D&D adventures instead of gaming. When I used to spend all evening, you know, on like Guild Wars or on one of the mobile games or whatever.
Right.
Now it's just, I'd rather write adventures. I'm having more fun with that.
And I'm not saying I'm going to shut this podcast down. I'm not. It's just, I think for a while we might just have to, until something comes up, not really talk about the new video games out there, unless there's something really worthy of saying. Yeah. Right?
Fine with me.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd rather talk about tabletop gaming anyways.
Yeah. Card games, board games, role-playing games, and even retro games. We can talk about all kinds of stuff. But until there's something worthwhile to talk about in video games, you know, in modern games, fuck them. Anyway, you got anything else to talk about?
Not about video games.
Okay, well, let's close this up then.
Sure.
Till next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.